This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, it's the top of the hour, America. Welcome back. Always good to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Say, get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. By the way, keep those cards and letters coming in. I really appreciate the comments. And really, don't get nervous. I hate to disagree. It doesn't matter. Look, if we're all in agreement, as they say, if you got everybody in the room agreeing, then, you know, some of us are irrelevant. You know, we need to have your opinion and your perspective on this as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us. Earlier, we had interviewed John Morgan, and I appreciate your comments on that. Many of you thought it was a hoot. John Morgan, of course, the George W. Bush impersonator. And, you know, what a character. And, of course, it's President's Day, so we should have, if even a impersonator, love to have George W. on the show and be able to talk to him. I just think he just was so greatly underestimated. You know, they try to make him into some kind of knucklehead, but he's probably one of the most read presidents that we've ever had in the modern era. He was a consummate reader. And when we've talked with, you know, many people inside his administration, that was one thing that they said about President Bush. Even Condoleezza Rice said that, you know, one of the first questions that the president would ask them is, you know, what book are you reading? You know, so, you know, it was kind of shared intelligence there, and it was good fun. But anyway, during the interview with John did play a special song that I think is really appropriate. I wanted to bring it back, a little bit cleaner version, because he did it over the phone, okay? And this is the YouTube video with John Morgan impersonating George W. Bush on an ukulele and a tribute to Donald Trump. Here it is.
My fellow Americans, people have been asking me how I feel about the election. How do you paint a man like Donald Trump? There is a man, his name is Trump. He kicked my baby brother's rump. The man we love to hate before we knew ya. But you hung in tough, you took the cake. Your strategery to make us great. Misunderestimization never threw ya. Hallelujah. 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 Well, Hillary wanted you to run. You'd never win, but oh, what fun. When you were chosen, she sang hallelujah. Your yellow hair, your goofy tan, your too long ties, your too small hands. Still America decided they would choose ya. Hallelujah. 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 The flag and ring the bell. Donald won. Ain't that swell? We're all still Americans. That is true, yeah. So wait it out. Give peace a chance. Perhaps we'll all learn how to dance. And with one united voice, sing hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
There it is. Happy President's Day to you. George W. Bush impersonator John Morgan, his book linked on our website, War on Fear. It's a new book. And he is hoping, because of all this, that maybe he can get on the Ellen Show, okay? So write Ellen and say, look, you need to get John Morgan on there. I think maybe he wants to show her a couple dance moves. Why not? John Morgan. And
hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, America, don't go to the post office. It's closed. You know, some of these other federal agencies are closed. But it's President's Day, time to stop and remember. Certainly, you know, what President's Day is all about. You know, President Lincoln and George Washington, two of our best presidents, iconic presidential figures, what they were able to do for our country. And also, maybe, you know, as we suggested in our conversation with Bruce Kaufman at the start of the show, an opportunity for us to think about, our presidents in general. And, the civil conduct towards the number one office in the land and the president who is in office trying to affect, good policy and that which will, offer a better life for we the people. But, you got to figure out, are you for him or are you against him? Are we going to add to or are we going to take away? Are we going to be part of the solution or part of the problem? My hope and prayer is that we move forward and we solve some serious problems that are before us, like Obamacare, that it is repealed, but what are we going to replace it with? And we are encouraged a bit in hearing from the leadership of the Republican Party is that they have a plan. And that's going to be unveiled as soon as they come back from this short recess. I still don't understand the recess thing, I'm telling you. I mean, they just started going to work, and let's take a week off. If it was me, I'd say, hey, stay in town. We got a lot of business to take care of here. We've got a short window of opportunity. With us right now and back with us is Dr. J. Scott Reese, who is a board-certified family medicine emergency medicine physician and founder of iFactor Health. He's a gifted communicator. Scott specializes in helping people make sense of today's complex medical issues in a way that is clear and understandable. And we're going to be talking about your best doctor visit ever. Think about it, huh? Could you use the best doctor visit ever, especially in light of what we're dealing with Obamacare? And what he's given us is 12 proven strategies for an exceptional visit with your doctor. Dr. Reese, he's making house calls today, and it's good to have him here. How are you, sir?
Hey, thanks. I'm doing super, Bill. Thanks so much for having me back on the show. Good to hear your voice again.
Hey, great to hear your voice back on again. I want to thank you. One of the key takeaways was an African proverb was what it was, Bar Mitkolo? Is that an
That's
African?
Exactly right, yeah.
Right.
Bar Mitkolo. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, oh my goodness. I mean, it really captured the hearts, made sense of so many people. I think it's kind of the rallying cry should be today in America for all the different things that we're faced with that you, this proverb, the translation, Bar Mitkolo, is beat the fire while it's far off. You know, the last time we talked to Scott, it was because of the Ebola outbreak, and the people there you know, in the area that were greatly affected believed in this, that they needed to take care of the problem while it was far off. You didn't want to deal with the problem, it was in your village. Same thing here in America today, and I felt it had application. I said, Scott, that's a t-shirt. We got to get this printed up. And we did, and gave so many away, and I think we're due for another reprint of that t-shirt again, because it was something that people really embraced as a rallying cry as well. So thank you very much for that gift and sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. It's a very pertinent proverb. I mean, beat the fire while it is far. It makes sense if you're living in Africa and you could be consumed by fire, but it makes sense in our society today, especially Western society. Mm-hmm. We had a tendency to think we're isolated here in the United States. All those things that are happening over in, Mosul or in other areas, they don't affect us, but absolutely they do and they will. And, even in our health, we think, well, the rest of the world doesn't have it so well. Mm. We're blessed here in the United States. Well, yeah, listen, the drums are beating as far as, you know, potential hazards to your health and potential confusion when you try to get your own health care. So, yeah, so it applies to a lot of things, including my profession, healthcare.
Well, anything that would threaten your livelihood and that you have as a vision, you know, for your families and for yourself, that's what this is all about. So we want to take care of it in the early stages, not down the road. You know, it's kind of like that old commercial, the Valvoline commercial says you can pay me now or pay me later. The inference is you, if you pay it now, a lot less than later, because a lot later in terms of a car situation, you know, we've got blown out engines and now you've got a $20 problem versus a, you know, maybe a $5,000 problem. So always better to take care of it earlier than sooner, right?
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, get on top of things now. You know, we have this saying that I'll tell people sometimes, you know, as Americans, we tend to spend the first half of our lives spending our health to get wealth, and then we spend the second half of our lives trying to spend all that wealth to get the health back.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't work so well that way.
Exactly. Well, as you say, Scott, people are they confident or confused? And I would say for the most part, because of, you know, the rollout of Obamacare, the way, you know, it was presented to us that we could keep our doctor, keep our plan, furthest thing from the truth. The reality is we could not. Premiums that were supposed to be lower have skyrocketed, and Obamacare and our national health program is in a death spiral.
Well, let me just ask you and our listeners kind of this question. When's the last time either you said or you heard somebody say, man, I just walked out of my doctor's office. I had such a great visit. I had plenty of time. It was so relaxed. I mean, he answered every question I had, and I know exactly where I'm headed, said no one ever right now, right?
Yeah, I think it's you gotta more. You got to talk to my 92-year-old mother. Boy, she'll give you an earful on that one.
I bet she will, because she remembers a day when it was that way. You sit down with your doctor who knew you, you know, intimately, you make a house call, knew your family. It's not that way. It's incredibly fragmented. But it's kind of more like, you know, I think of a patient of mine, Julia, who's in her 40s and, you know, she's married, has two children. She works part time, super busy. I mean, she's helping her husband with, you know, bringing income as she's working, but she's also got the home responsibilities, taking care of the kids, going to soccer practices, all of these things. But then she needs to get in her a doctor from time to time. Mm-hmm. And just can't seem to get in when those needs arises. But when she finally does, there's just not enough time. It's confusing. It's how she's like 8 minutes and in and out. And right. After she's waited an hour in the waiting room, how frustrating is that? And this is, Bill, this is what I call the big squeeze. I mean, the squeeze is on both ends, and we have to acknowledge that. On the doctor end, of course, you know, Obamacare, there's more and more pressure to be squeezed, those visits shorter and shorter, seeing more and more people to make the people that now own these practices, which is generally no longer the doctor.
Right.
They've got to make them happy. On the other hand, it's the rest of us, right? We're patients, and we receive this care. But we've got more questions because healthcare has never been more complex than it is. But we have less and less time with our doctor to guide us through that. That's the big squeeze. But the good news is, hey, there is hope. There is hope. I'm convinced you can have clarity, have confidence in your visit with your doctor.
And we're going to talk about a better way when we come back. And I think about, you know, as you say, Scott, we've been reduced to a number. And the government has been happy to provide that service to us. And I should say a disservice, because now our doctors have to spend so much time with all these electronic administrative issues, between handling this thing. I mean, the doctor doesn't have any time. You know, he's processing insurance forms. You know, of course, he has people in his staff that do that. But you're talking 35-40% of your billing is just handling insurance forms. I mean, it's ridiculous what doctors have to be subjected to. And when you consider why they became a doctor to begin with.
100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, that's what it's all about. The freedom to have that, right? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is why we love this country so much. Our conversation with Dr. Scott Reese continues. We're talking about your best doctor visit ever. When was the you know, last time you heard Amy Zilf, it was the best doctor visit ever. As a result of thousands of interviews with patients and experience over a couple of decades, Scott is blessing us with 12 proven strategies for an exceptional visit with your doctor. We know the bad stuff. We know how cumbersome it is, how overloaded doctors are. One of my best friends, a doctor, my personal doctor as well. And, you know, I understand what he goes through, especially with this new, all these new regulations about electronic monitoring and reporting that doctors have to, you know, have to make sure after each patient visit that this is all documented. And if not, we're talking about some serious fines here, Scott, right?
You're right. I mean, if you want to watch your doctor's blood pressure go up on the spot, just ask him about electronic medical records and just see what happens. His whole countenance will change or her countenance will change. But there are definitely some things. You know, my goal really is, I'm talking to patients and helping my folks, is really just, I just want them to be equipped. I want them to feel confident in what they do, what they understand, and the direction their healthcare is going. You know, because I really believe, Bill, that healthcare should not be something that's done to you. Healthcare should be a path that you choose.
Right. Yeah, and it is a joint effort. And the reason we talk about what the doctors are dealing with, only to, you know, understand that this is a symbiotic relationship. I mean, the doctor's there for their purpose. You've got a role to play. And, and the better we were able to blend, you know, these issues together and this objective together, where we're all on the same team, it works better for the patient. Why not, huh?
You know, I've noticed, you know, over two decades and over 100,000 visits with patients, that there were certain people that just when they would leave, they would have a smile on their face. And you could just tell there was something different about these folks. They were confident in what they understood. They were confident in what was coming next. And they were confident in the direction their overall health was coming in. And I sort of watched these over 20 years I've compiled them, Bill, just sort of distilled all those unique things into this, you know, this new book that I've released. That you kind of mentioned and alluded to it, you know, these, your best doctor visit ever. And that's been so fun to see, because I really think it can transform people if they know what to do with some proper preparation and some proper sort of thought behind this. Even though you might have a 10, 12, 15 minute visit with your doctor, you can still emerge from that, you know, just confident in what was said and what direction your health's going.
Yeah, you say, you share with us 12 strategies, and you're kind of alluding to this one here. The first one is to be an active participant in your health care.
Yeah, that's kind of a great strategy, and I think it overrides probably any other strategy. It's sort of a, you know, you can delve into them more, but to be an active participant in your healthcare is absolutely critical. Not to be just, again, a recipient of healthcare, to be a participant. There is one expert in every aspect of your life, and you know who it is? It's not your doctor. It's you. You have got to be involved. There's never been a better time, or actually, quite honestly, an easier way to get engaged in your healthcare, with technology being a help, with information being so accessible. You know, it's out there. The problem is that people get overwhelmed by it, Bill. I mean, you can Google, you know, one abdominal pain, let's say, and you're going to get, you know, 5.7 bazillion different responses, and start reading through the top page or two of Google, and you're going to be scared to death, because exactly, you're going to still need some context in that. And that's where your doctor comes in. So yes, you can do some research. Yes, you ought to know what's going on. Use your doctor as a healthcare coach to interpret and get context on what you're already learning. That's one simple way, just to be actively involved.
Exactly. And in the interest of time, we're going to group a couple of these together, but I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit later on, Dr. Reese is going to give you an opportunity to get a copy of the book. He's going to bless all of us with that. And this is something that you will hold with you. You will write, make notes, you'll underline, remind yourself. So strategy 2, 3, 4, we're going to link together. Be on time, okay, out of respect for the doctor, yourself, everybody, be on time. Number 3, rank your priorities. That's pretty basic and I think easily to understand. The 4th thing is lead with your biggest concern. Right, Scott?
Yeah, that's it. You know, we all love to tell a story. And just yesterday I was in the emergency room talking to a patient coming in with chest pain. And so I said, okay, you know, Mr. Jones, tell me what's going on here. She said, well, about 6 years ago, I went in for a gallbladder and I did this and Johnny took me there and he's so nice. And, you know, oh my goodness, you like to tell the story of what's going on in your life. But if you got just 15 minutes, lead with that punchline first. Get that biggest problem out of there.
Exactly.
When you go sit down with your doctor. And then that will get your doctor thinking, okay, here's what I'm focusing on now. Now tell me the rest of the story. So if we go in with the big punchline kind of first, mm-hmm. and we start working backwards, you're fine. That your doctor visit is going to be better, so much better for you, better for the doctor, and it's going to get so much more clarity.
Just what you want to do is have somebody like this spend 10 of the 15 minutes on their big toe, and you got a 5 minutes to deal with the major problem, and then they come out and they're frustrated. Well, you didn't really take care of me. Well, you wasted your time in there. You almost need to make another appointment. With all due respect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, we talk about number six strategy. Be honest. Renew your medication. 7, during the visit. Number 8, document your medication medical history. That's critical. I mean, the doctors have to document as well. You know, they're mandated by law now. They have to do that. But you, as yourself, as you say, you're the expert of your own body.
Yeah. You know, I tell a story in the book about somebody who came into the emergency room, and because he had that nice little concise, you know, list of his medical problems, his current medicines, allergies, he actually kept us from making a medical error and recognizing there was a potential drug interaction that we couldn't give to him, even though he's having this chest pain. So it can literally be life-saving, Bill, to have that document with you, especially if you're on several different medicines. Keep it with you. Keep it in your purse. Keep in your wallet, or have it on your smartphone. There's some great apps I share in the book as well, Bill. So, yeah,
exactly.
Good point.
Yeah, we got to do your homework too, right? We never get away from homework, but when it comes to health, we really want to do your homework here. And don't let the dog eat your homework either, okay? All right.
No excuse.
Yep,
exactly.
Yeah, you got to put the time in. Also, get your labs before your visit. I mean, you want to, you know, move this along in such a way so that you're giving the doctor what the doctor needs, you know, in order to deliver premium health care. And so get your labs. You say also in strategy 11, know your numbers. What numbers are you talking about?
Well, there's some numbers that people kind of know and think about their health. Think, okay, I know what my weight is. Maybe I know what my blood pressure is. But there's some critical numbers, Bill, that we talk about. Everybody listening should know, of course, what their fasting blood sugar is. They should know. They should know what their LDL, their bad cholesterol, HDL, healthy cholesterol. But I would say one of the most common ones people don't know but is absolutely critical is to know their A1C, their hemoglobin A1C.
Mm.
A lot of times you think about that number in terms of diabetes. But prediabetes or even insulin resistance is the new epidemic in our country. If you don't know that, you can't possibly have the best health care you can.
Exactly. Well, A1C comes up repeatedly on the show where we're championing. But to your point, it is an epidemic.
It is an epidemic, not only diabetes, not only obesity, and not only prediabetes, but even before that, that few people talk about. And, you know, Bill, we could do a whole show on insulin resistance before people even recognize they're diabetic. And before they realize they're prediabetic, they start becoming insulin resistant. That's the number one problem, and I believe, in my opinion, in our society right now with our health is insulin resistance.
Well, Scott, we've got about 30 seconds left. The final strategy, of course, review your visit. Make sure you go down and you understood. Again, it's always helpful when you look back and say, okay, what did the doctor say? And especially if you have somebody else with you, because that's always, it's always good to have somebody else to confirm what it is that you heard for sure. Dr. Scott Reese has been with us, and of course, your book, you want to make it available? I mean, what a big gift here.
Yeah, I'd love to give it to all of our listeners. Absolutely free, Bill. We're not selling anything. I just want to get this in the hands of people. If you go to bestdoctorvisit.com, bestdoctorvisit.com. Fill in your name, your email. I'll send you a free copy of the book. I want to empower your health because I think it can make a huge difference.
That's great. Dr. Reese, thank you so much.
Experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We'll remind you again, grateful to Dr. Scott Reese for sharing that book. Absolutely free right now. All you do is just go to the website, in case you missed it, bestdoctorvisit.com. Bestdoctorvisit.com. Download the book. It will be a blessing for you. It will be a resource when you go in to see your doctor, and it will ensure that your next visit will be the best one, and going forward that they will all be the best doctor visit ever for you. So we're very grateful for Dr. Reese for doing that once again. He is a giver. That's what he does. We've got Father John McCloskey with us right now. It is good to have Father John with us. A little bit of background. He's a priest of Opus Dei, who's best known for bringing into the church Robert Bork, Lou Lehman, Sam Brumback, Bernard Nathanson, Larry Kudlow, and others. His own website is CatholicCity.com. CatholicCity.com. He now lives in Reston, Virginia. Father John, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, Brad, it's great to be here and talk, and also to listen, and also at the same time to give any help I can for the people who are listening.
Well, I got to tell you, Father John, if there was ever a time that America has found itself in pursuit of the truth, It is now, and that has been one of my concerns and my prayers, is that what comes out of the pulpit at least once a week is something that encourages people with the, you know, the current culture war that we're under. As that continues, and I think the conversation that is being had, you have some people that are just so ideologically fixed that there's no talking to them, and they may have to be like my old priest used to say to me. He said, "Bill, sometimes people need to fall off the roof to realize that the law of gravity exists, and maybe that's what may happen to those poor souls. I pray that they don't have to fall off the roof, but maybe they're enlightened before then. But it is a process. But you've got to be committed to pursuing the truth to begin with, don't you?"
Of course, the truth is. For everybody, the truth is the truth, and the truth is that each one of us is a child of God, and that there are rules that the Lord has given us, and we have to take them in turn in order, and also not only just to do it in our own life, but also just to share with the people around us. That's the best way, I think, in order to make the church and the society what it really should be, which is one that it realizes that God is at the top of the place where each one of us, particularly as Catholics and also in other evangelicals who have not yet found Catholicism, that's where we have to go.
Exactly. Well, a verse that particularly sticks out to me, and I've mentioned on the show on many occasions, and again, it triggers in my mind as you were speaking here, and that has to do with God's warning, His admonition to Cain. And Cain was down in his mouth, as you understand the story. Mm-hmm. He wasn't happy that God didn't accept his sacrifice because it wasn't godly. It wasn't righteous. It wasn't the manner. I mean, he's lucky he didn't end up like one of Aaron's sons that got roasted because of offering unauthorized fire. But, you know, God spoke to him, and I think through the millennia he speaks to us. And it's very simple, you know, and I like the simplicity of the statement. It says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? So with that statement, who comes from, you know, God himself, who tells us if we do right, which is the right thing, which is God's way, not our way of thinking, but God's way. If we do the right thing, the righteous thing, will it not go well for us? So if it's not going well for us, if we're frustrated, then I would say you need to question what it is that you've done that is not giving you the right things that you expect. What unright decisions did you make to put you in the situation that you're in now? Is that fair?
That is certainly fair. And also, we have all the great things, the Eucharist, we have confession, we have the saints all around us who are waiting for us to ask our help. So,
yes.
I mean, we have everything we need in the Holy Church that we belong to. And what is also most very important is that we have to share that with the people around us, our family, our friends, people we work with, all that. That's what it is to be a Christian, with true Christianity, which is Catholicism, which we believe and know. And to do that, and not just say things are going so bad, let's make it better.
Right,
the way we make it better is to share the glee, the greatness we feel, that our happiness, and share it. As you were mentioning earlier, and that thanks to God, I was able to bring some people into the church, and not just one people who are very, very well known, as you mentioned, but also a lot of people in my work as a priest. But you don't have to be a priest to do that. In fact, it's a lot better. I mean, I meet people as a priest, but everyone who has friends who are not Catholic or have fallen away, and all they have to do is say, "Hey, do you have any questions about the Catholic Church? Have you ever thought of becoming a Catholic?" That's not that hard. Mm-hmm. You do it it's kind of, I like to say, it's like the first time you ask a girl for a date, you know?
Yes.
Once you do it, you can do it again. And she says, "Oh, yeah, I'd like to go out with you." It's the same thing. And then you'll find out the person may say, "I'm not interested." But a lot of them say, "Yeah, I don't understand the Catholic Church's what they say about the marriage." And then we have to be there and know and be answer. Then we can, I mean, it's, anyone can do this if they want to, but they have to be ready to say, they may, they'll get a no, but over time they'll get a lot of yeses. And boy, mm-hmm. they'd be much higher in heaven when they go up there.
Well, Father John, I often find the question they ask is to the, that we have the answer. You know, the Holy
yes.
Spirit gives us that answer. It's not like all of a sudden you got to be some theological genius.
No.
It's
no.
just being like that blind man. Didn't understand right. it. All he knew, he was. Now he is. And that's, you know, that is greatly encouraging. I know we talked about some of the, you know, noted individuals that you've been able to speak into their lives. But you particularly have some memories of the late Robert Novak.
He was a very famous man in his time here in the D.C. area. And at that time, I was in Princeton as a chaplain. And then I was brought down to the Catholic Information Center. And one way or another, I was able to meet him. And then I started going down there and to his house and started talking to him about, have you ever thought of becoming a Catholic? No, mm-hmm. nothing. And he was. He was very... He's a wonderful man, a man who had a great story of his own in terms of all the things that he'd done in the media. Mm-hmm. And but he knew that there was something. He was Jewish, and in his case, but he wasn't happy with that.
Right.
He knew that the. As I always tell people, you know, I deal with everybody, including Protestants and so on, but a lot of Jews, as you could say, you see, is that one thing is very clear when, you know, when a Jew is generally is who we must love no matter what, when they're ever going to think of becoming a Christian, it's going to be the Catholicism. They always come to the church because they know this is the real thing in mm-hmm. the Catholic Church.
Exactly. So for Robert Novak, as you were having this discussion with him, what was the switch that went off into his heart that said, you know, I need to make this move?
Well, it's a funny thing, actually. Actually, for your people to listen to.
Okay, we got 30 seconds on this break, and then we'll come yeah. back. So if we need to pick it up afterwards, we can do that, Father.
That's fine.
Okay, why don't we do that? We'll give ourselves a little bit more time so you can tell this story about Robert Novak. Also, when we come back, I do want to talk to you about the Holy Eucharist and why it is so significant. Also, you know, just a personal story and why it's so significant for me. So stay tuned. Father John McCloskey is with us, a priest of Opus Dei, best known for bringing into the church Robert Bork, Lou Lehrman, Sam Brownback, and, of course, the story of Robert Novak that will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us. 18 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we want to bring you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. And we're honored to have experts and people that know, you know, so that we're not out there, you know, sending off, you know, like the order of the day calls for fake news. We want to get into the real news and real information that will be beneficial, that will bless you. And we're grateful to have Father John McCloskey with us right now, priest of Opus Dei. And we were talking about the late Robert Novak, of course, the political pundit, the journalist and columnist, commentator, and author. And you were telling us the story about Robert Novak, and I asked you, Father, what was the light switch for Robert Novak, who was born a Jew, and now he's thinking, you know, this Catholic thing is meaningful. Maybe I want to become a Catholic.
I think it's, I think also it has something to do also with politics in some ways, that the people he liked and revered were Catholics. You know, that I think. And that they loved him, and as even though he's Jewish, which of course we all should do, and he found something there. He knew there was nothing. He was empty.
Mm-hmm.
He'd had several divorces before, which is true of some of the other people that I've brought into the church who are Jewish, and they just didn't feel right, and they realized, as I mentioned earlier, that. I guess all I can say is at that moment I was in Washington, D.C. for a long time. They knew me, and I would go and visit them and talk to them, just be a friend. But that's the most important thing at the beginning, is that you're not out to get somebody. You know, you're there to be a friend.
Exactly.
If you have friendship, they listen to you. They may not like to hear what you want to say. But in this case, these people were really looking for him. I'll give a very, very funny thing about this whole thing, because when he was finally ready to become a Catholic, I said, have you talked about this to your wife? And he, of course, I assumed he'd been talking with his wife.
Right.
But he hadn't been.
Oh my! What?
And I said, "Well, you have to call. You have to talk to her and make sure you know that everything's going to keep. You'll still have a wife after this,
right.
And so on." And so, the next time I asked him, he said, "Oh yeah, I went home and I talked to her." She said, "Oh, she told me, by the way, next week I'm going to become a Catholic."
Oh wow!
And he never heard that either.
So here they were on separate trails to Catholicism. Go figure, right?
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Thing. And group of people after that, when he was received into the church for days, but you know, all the people of New York and D.C. and he was fantastic, and it brought people together. You know, a lot of other people became Catholics as a result.
Well, you also were part of the conversion of abortionist Bernard Nathanson.
Wow. Oh, what a story that is.
Yeah.
I'll just mention it's a great book that you can go called The Hand of God, and that, which I have the foreword on, which you can find in Gregory's Press.
Right.
And his thing is very kind of simple. I went down to his house in New York when I was in New York in those days. I've been all over the place, as you can tell. But anyway,
yeah.
And I just, you know, became his friend. And he got a very smart guy, an evil person who had turned out his life completely. And was at that time, as I mentioned in the book, he was getting, you know, people were screaming at him because of this whole thing that he had changed his life.
Right.
It had been the worst abortionist, and he ran on his face and brought it into the United States. So I just basically sat down with him, and maybe it been over the past years, like 2 or 3 years, I go down and give him, ask him about what he wanted to know about the church. And over time and time and time and time and time. And so he came and said, you know, Father General, I want to become a Catholic. And what a moment it was when he became a Catholic with people from all over the country who came in Chicago, not in Chicago, in New York, in order to see him become a Catholic. You know, and the bishop who did it said, you know, that it was like being in the catacombs in the early times of Christianity, you see person like this become a Catholic.
Well, when you hear of stories like this, Father John, if you don't believe there's a God to take somebody from dark to light, and you hear his story and others that are so dramatic like this, and thank God these stories are happening every day, but they go unreported. But it needs to be reported, you know? Go ahead.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of people going out there, not as many as we want, but you don't have to be a priest. You just have to go there. And as I said earlier, if you're on fire in a healthy sense, and you put your hope in, talk to people. And bring them back or bring them in if they want. You know, obviously, we're not pushing somebody to do something he or she doesn't want to do. We're talking about this is it.
Exactly.
And I think also people, as they get older, oftentimes realize, hey, this is not enough. Well, what happens after when I die? Everyone has to, but in one way or the other. And what is this all about? And we have the answer.
You know, and some people, I mean, you play that role of a bridge. I look at it as you're a bridge to truth. And you don't necessarily have to be the one, but you're just, you know, as you said time and again, you have a relationship. It's a friend. It's somebody that you know that you accommodate, and you're that answer for them. As you say, sometimes they get to that point in life when they go, hey, is this all there is? You know, like the Peggy Lee song. Or they really, they say, you know what, maybe I need some life assurance here that just in case that I'm just not going to die and be eaten by worms, there's probably more to this life than I understand.
There better be. What are we doing?
Yep, exactly.
You know, that's the thing that we were going to talk about in a moment, but that's the problem with a whole lot of people. They don't know. They just don't have it. don't have Christ. They don't have God.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's why they're doing awful things, because they do not believe in the commandments. And that's just so sad. We can't let those people fall into hell. You know, that's, we have to.
Exactly.
Give them the chance. You know, mm-hmm. we do not want to go up to heaven and find out, and we could have told God this person, that person, the person that we knew, and now they're in hell, and we
right.
just didn't talk to them about it.
Yeah, we could have that Arthur Schindler moment in the closing in the closing passages of that movie, Schindler's List.
Yeah.
You know, the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, right? You know, speaking of an abortionist, of course, over the weekend, we got the news of Norma McCorvey, also known as Jane Roe, the plaintiff of the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court decision in Roe v. Wade, who shortly after the passing of Roe v. Wade, her story kind of reminded me a little bit of Judas, where, you know, went back to the temple. Here, I don't want anything to do with this. And she did everything she could until her dying breath after that to say she didn't want to be a part of Roe v. Wade, but her name will be intrinsically linked to this horrendous death warrant that has been out upon this country since 1973.
That's right.
And so ironic that here it is, but also she had a moment, and a moment that she was confronted by the truth of God and realized that God was not being anecdotal and casual about what was going to be before his creation, you know, to this day, life and death. Life and death is before you today, but he doesn't give you an opportunity to really think long about it, because right away the Bible tells us, choose life. That's the better choice, right? And for Norma McCorvey, she chose life.
That's right.
Oh, kind of amazing, I think, that even her the child that was in question that she wanted to abort went on to be born. And that is a story in and of itself, isn't it?
It is. No, most people don't know that, unfortunately.
Pretty incredible. Well, Father John, in closing here, I did want to, you mentioned the Holy Eucharist, and I think that so many, you know, you mentioned also evangelicals, and I got to tell you, there is so much that the evangelicals could learn and appreciate from the Catholic Church just from the Holy Eucharist and what the Eucharist represents. I got to tell you, in being a Catholic myself, that is just such an incredible moment. You know, Jesus said, hey, whenever, as often as you do this in memory of me. There is so much ordination and sanctification in that process. As you say, as we try to live out our lives, doing the best we can, surrounded by the spirits of darkness that are doing everything they can to keep us away from God, thank God for the Eucharist.
Yeah, exactly. And we share that with people. In fact, many of the people that I brought into the church, and who are not necessarily well-known people, but some are, that was, in many cases, just taking them to the Mass and explain it to them, and they see something there that they're not going to find in let's say, evangelical things, because
exactly.
We have our Lord Jesus Christ right there, and we're going to receive him. And he says that. It's so clear in the Bible. You know, that's the key. We have this grace that will help us, each one of us, to be happy, holy, and also to be open to helping other people to grow in Christ and realize that we will be higher in heaven, so will they, if we realize this is why we've been put down here on the earth, is to bring people to God.
Exactly. Well, Father John McCloskey has been our guest. Father John, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us and to talk about your life and your experiences, and certainly about our Lord Jesus Christ. That is a wrap for us. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid.
rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay?